Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Debbie Levy, who is running for council in Penetanguishene. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name? What will be your age on election day? And who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? Debbie Levy, 66 years old. I don't have much family in the area, but I have a great team of friends and supporters. I self-fund my campaign, and do my own writing. I am relying on a young friend to distribute my signs this year. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? I would never claim that Penetanguishene is the best municipality in the province, but it is the best for me. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? I first ran when I had 3 teens at home. I was doing a lot of volunteer work, and working as a full-time reporter. I realized it would be better to join the council table and grow my bookstore. It was not a steep learning curve for me since I had been covering all levels of government for several years. I have never regretted my choice. How much time and money should be allocated to upgrading the town dock? What is your stance on the town dock project? The dock project is a waste of time and money. We just need to keep up the maintenance, pave the lot, make some clear traffic arrows, and fix the planters. If it's working well, let's keep it. The beloved arena and curling rink are at the end of life, and in various states of disrepair. Is it worth more to pour into their upkeep or invest in a new facility? What is your stance on the facilities? A new arena and curling club on the PSS lands will take a great deal of time, consultation with residents, and various funding partners. We also have to look at what other recreational and fitness programs our residents are looking for. Housing options on this site should also be considered to help offset the costs of any new public facilities. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? I will go to whatever committees my mayor appoints me to. I have always been about planning and public works, but I'd be good with a new challenge. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of cast ballots across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? Voter apathy is an ongoing problem in Canada. I'm not sure I can solve it, but in every election I do get a few non-voters to show up. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? I am not sure most residents are aware of how difficult it is to provide increased housing options in a climate where the province and the county are making our planning decisions. People don't want to see trees cut down, but the reality is that we can't spend their tax dollars on endless appeals. The province is planning for a population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? When it comes to increased jobs and housing province-wide, we must increase density in the developed areas, particularly in the downtown core. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? Bylaws do not address crime, just property issues. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? There are no pressing infrastructure projects that need immediate attention or tax increases. Once you complete your 4-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? My hope is that my legacy is that I worked hard, was honest with the residents, and did my very best. I love it when people say, "We don't always agree with you, but we always know where you stand."